Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 76 degrees. We have a gusty southwest wind this morning. Authorities say two people are dead and another eight wounded following a shooting in Chicago. The shooting happened about 10:40 p.m. Thursday near a McDonald's restaurant on the city's near north side. Police say in a statement that one person was taken into custody and a weapon was recovered. Police didn't immediately release the names or ages of the dead. Again, this is in Chicago. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House is open to restarting diplomacy with North Korea as the president begins his six-day visit to neighboring South Korea and Japan.
We are prepared to sit down and talk without preconditions to discuss a pathway forward to make progress toward the ultimate goal of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
President Biden arriving in South Korea today with a meeting planned with the country's new president. The trip to Asia is Biden's first while president. An Amber Alert has been lifted for a missing Rose Hill boy.
Chief Matt Neal with the Rose Hill Police tells KSN News the boy was found safe late Thursday evening.
Brixton says guy's been found safe. Both suspects been taken into custody by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol.
It began shortly before 3 Thursday afternoon when a woman, identified as the boy's mother, 31-year-old Danielle Banzette, entered the Rose Hill Elementary School's daycare posing as a social worker. Banzette, who had her parental rights severed by the court, was able to gain access to 5-year-old Brixton Sisk and exited the school, leaving in a black SUV driven by an unknown man who may be Brixton's biological father. They later switched to another vehicle, a Volkswagen Jetta, which was found abandoned in Cowley County. Chief Neal says a lot of people worked hard in finding the missing child.
We appreciate the public's help and all the agencies involved and the resources. Every officer that came out, the KBI, the FBI, the Rose Hill Police Department, the Butler County Sheriff's Department, worked extremely hard, and we're just glad that Brixton is okay and going to be safe and reunited with his foster family.
Charges against the couple are expected to be filed now in both Oklahoma and Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police have arrested a man in connection with an investigation of sexual assault of a child. 30-year-old Christopher Moore was arrested on 2 counts of rape of a child under the age of 13. Officers responded to a welfare check Wednesday at the child's elementary school, and school officials reported the assault. Moore was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail. The House has passed two bills in response to the baby formula shortage as the FDA commissioner faces questions from lawmakers about the crisis. Fox's Chad Pergram reports on Capitol Hill.
A bipartisan inquisition into why the U.S. can't nourish the youngest Americans. Lawmakers apoplectic after the FDA failed to probe a whistleblower complaint about improper procedures at an Abbott lab in Michigan last fall. The plant closed in February. Food taken from the mouths of babes. Lawmakers quizzing FDA Chief Robert Califf on when exasperated parents can feed their kids. Democrats pin blame on a favorite target, corporate America. The House and Senate sprinted to approve a bipartisan bill to expedite formula distribution. The House also okayed an extra $28 million to boost the FDA, but most Republicans oppose that bill.
The $28 million bill is dead in the Senate, but the House plans a hearing next Wednesday with baby formula producers, including Abbott. Oklahoma lawmakers pass a school bathroom bill.
The Oklahoma legislature approving a bill requiring public and public charter school students to use the restroom, which aligns with their biological sex assigned at birth. It allows folks to report students suspected of violating the legislation, allowing school officials to determine whether to take disciplinary action, and districts that don't comply could lose up to 5% of their funding. The bill's author, GOP State Congressman Danny Williams, says it aims to protect children. Democrats who opposed it argue it discriminates against transgender students and could lead to bullying. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign off on the legislation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:08 now. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Friday morning. Wichita's population has been growing slowly the past few years, and Wichita Board of Education President Stan Reeser tells KNSS News enrollment in USD 259 is pretty much stagnant.
We're at about 46,000 students now. We are going to, in the past, we have been budgeting for the 50,000 students, but we are adjusting our budget now to, we're going to start thinking more in the range of 45, 46, 47,000.
Stan Reeser is our guest this weekend on Issues 2022, Sunday morning at 7 on KNSS. Three people shot, two of them dead, on a freeway near Oakland, California, Wednesday night.
The CHP says there were a total of four people in that car. The suspect vehicle remains outstanding, and the motive for this incident is under investigation. Last week, Alameda County Sheriff Greg Ahern praised Governor Newsom's $10 million plan that will add 200 more cameras to freeways in four counties, including Alameda and Contra Costa counties, where 70% of the freeway shootings have occurred.
We hope that this prevents crime from ever occurring. But if it does occur, we'll have an investigative tool to come to help us be successful.
In 2021, there were 144 Bay Area freeway shootings with arrests in only 16 of them. Tom Bakar, Fox News.
A former South Carolina sheriff's deputy is getting prison time for actions he took during flooding after Hurricane Florence.
A police van driven by Horry County Deputy Stephen Flood was swept away by floodwaters. He was able to escape. But two women being transported for mental health treatment were trapped in a cage in the back. Wendy Newton and Nicolette Green drowned. Prosecutors say Flood's decision to drive around barricades led to the women's deaths. He was convicted of involuntary manslaughter and reckless homicide. Green's sister told the judge it was a deliberate act set in motion by a pompous, stubborn man. And now that man has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
So far, traffic this morning, well, actually, things are looking pretty good. With one exception, a little bit ago, I was seeing some fairly heavy traffic, and this was Southwest Boulevard, fairly close to I-235, north and southbound there, Southwest Boulevard, close to I-235, just some areas of very heavy traffic there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong cold front is going to be sliding through south central Kansas today. We may see a few scattered showers develop this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with a high 75. Areas of rain, maybe a thunderstorm after midnight, low 53, then cloudy and much cooler tomorrow with a high only 58. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 73 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. Sunny, warm day across central Kansas. Thursday, Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 89 degrees. Normal high for the date, 79. On this date in 1957, by the way, this is May 20th. On this date in 1957, an F4 tornado cut a track of near total devastation from Williamsburg, Kansas, through the southeast suburbs of Kansas City. The track was 71 miles long and nearly one half mile wide. There were 44 deaths, 531 injuries. It's 1957. The most bizarre incident involved a small house that was destroyed. All that remained was a small table with a fishbowl on top. And reportedly, the fish continued to swim, apparently unconcerned. Is that bizarre? 1957. Ted, how's your drive in?
Around for 71 miles. That's
yeah,
a long way.
Right through the southeast suburbs of Kansas City. How's your drive in this morning? Pretty uneventful, I hope.
Not much going on out there. It's a beautiful morning.
Just yet. Okay. On this date in 1956, the United States exploded the first airborne hydrogen bomb over Bikini Atoll in the Pacific. Bikini Atoll. Okay. 6:12, now 12 minutes past 6 o'clock, the Congressional Committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection has asked a House Republican for more information about a tour of the building the panel says he led the day before the deadly attack. The committee's letter to Georgia Representative Barry Loudermilk is the latest attempt by House investigators to get cooperation from GOP lawmakers in the probe of the January 6, 2021 attack. The request to Loudermilk mentions that some individuals and groups engaged in efforts to gather information about the layout of the U.S. Capitol, as well as the House and Senate office buildings before the insurrection. So they're trying to see if this tour was kind of a fact-finding, scouting out the place type deal. Who was in the tour, whatnot. So that's going on there. Yeah, you've been to the Capitol, have you, Ted?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I've got a family was there many, many years ago.
Fascinating place.
The kids were teenagers and soaked it up as much as we could in just a couple of days, but we were a guest at the House of Representatives. It wasn't in session, but we did go into the chamber and stood there and felt like Mr. Smith goes to Washington, you know. They did have one item of business on the floor. I can't remember exactly what it was. There was a man, one of the congressmen was entering something in the record about a proclamation for somebody who had been the baseball commissioner in North Carolina or something. I can't remember what it was. But there.
Yeah, which is what they do when there's no one there.
Yeah, there's nobody there.
Somebody's standing there alone in a microphone reading something into the record.
It's an interesting place. A closely divided House has approved legislation to crack down on alleged price gouging by oil companies and other energy producers as prices at the pump continue to soar. A bill backed by House Democrats would give President Biden authority to declare an energy emergency that would make it unlawful to raise gas and home energy fuel prices in an excessive or exploitive way. How do you determine that? Bill directs the Federal Trade Commission to punish companies that do so. Legislation would also add a new unit at the FTC to monitor fuel markets. All right, Ted, 614, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Somebody's retiring, a veteran news person. NBC News correspondent Pete Williams was the man who had the exclusive scoop that Supreme Court Justice Stephen G. Breyer was planning to retire. He broke that story. Pete Williams, 70 years old. He's announced that his retirement after almost 30 years. He's going to retire at the end of July. The announcement was made Thursday. Pete Williams is described as a man who even his closest friends don't know where he stands politically. He's not going to tell you. He's described as down the middle, which is a good place to be if you're a journalist.
You don't see journalists like that much anymore.
Yeah. Everybody's a partisan. But not Pete. 70 years old and he's taken off. Now, I saw this on our webpage after I pulled it from another source, but you probably saw it yesterday. The man celebrating his 50-year anniversary, not with his wife, nor with his job, but with his love of McDonald's Big Macs. Did you see this?
No.
I think we've talked about this guy before. Donald Gorski celebrated Tuesday, which marked the 50-year anniversary of him eating a Big Mac almost every day, according to Guinness World Records. He missed only 8 days in the last 50 years, sometimes eats 2 Big Macs a day. When I like something, I stick with it all the time, Gorski told Guinness. Obviously.
Apparently. Yeah, that guy's got to have a colon of steel.
Yeah, Gorski went to his local McDonald's in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, where he had his first bite of the burger in 1972, according to Guinness. And almost every day he's had a Big Mac.
50 years every day.
Well, I will admit, that's my favorite sandwich.
I've never had a Big Mac.
At McDonald's, and I know you haven't, but I like them, but I don't like them that much.
Eat one a day for a half century.
Holy smokes. That's something else. All right. Hey,
dude, mix it up a little bit.
About a quarter pounder.
Or go somewhere besides McDonald's.
Get some McNuggets. Whatever. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning. And let's go ahead and check leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we got Wichita State softball. The Shocker softball team is in NCAA regional play in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The Shockers are in the NCAA tournament back-to-back seasons for the first time ever in program history. The Shockers will play 23rd-ranked Oregon at 7:30 tonight. The Shockers and the Ducks go at it in the first round of regional play. Wichita State got that great offense, second in the nation in scoring, second in the nation in home runs. See if the Shocker offense can get things revved up at the regional down in Fayetteville. The Wichita State baseball team is finishing up its regular season with three games in Tampa against South Florida. Yesterday, the Shockers were going for their fifth win in a row, but we kind of saw the old Shockers come back.
Uh-oh.
Shockers led 3-0 at the halfway mark, and then the bullpen was terrible the rest of the way. South Florida, the last place team in the conference, beat the Shockers 8-3 yesterday afternoon, a game you heard over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, snapping Wichita State's four-game winning streak. Only 600 fans on hand for the game at Tampa. It'll be interesting to see how many people show up today, because the Shockers and the Bulls, there's tons of rain in the forecast the next 2 days. So they've got the game time at 8 a.m. today and tomorrow.
Wow.
They'll try to play when they can when it's not raining. Mike Kennedy will have live coverage of the Shockers this morning at 8 o'clock and tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor league baseball, the top team in the league, the Wichita Wind Surge, and they win again. Beat the last place Springfield Cardinals 6-5 at Riverfront Stadium downtown last night. Now a four-game winning streak for the Surge, or should I say the Turbo Tubs.
Oh, yeah.
They were in their Turbo Tubs gear last night. They're 2-0 now as the Turbo Tubs. Wichita will host Springfield for the rest of the weekend downtown. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon as the Surge continues to have the best record in the Texas League. Indoor football, home game for the Wichita Force tomorrow night downtown at the Wichita Ice Center. That'll kick off at 7 o'clock. The undefeated Wichita Force tomorrow night hosting the West Texas Buccaneers. Pro basketball for men's basketball action. The Wichita Wizards, with a record of 5-1, have a home game tomorrow night. That'll tip off at 6 o'clock at Friends University. The Wizards hosting the Great Plains Bison. JUCO baseball, district regional play at the tournament up in Kansas State in Manhattan. Winner's bracket finale yesterday. It was 8th-ranked Cowley College beating 14th-ranked Kansas City, Kansas, 9-8. Cowley is now 48-9 on the season. Cowley will play this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Cowley is just one win away from the JUCO World Series. So we'll see if Cowley can get that win.
That? Let's go.
And advance on into the elite for the big towards the finish line. High school baseball regional play yesterday. Regional championship on the line in Class 5A. Goddard Eisenhower wins at home, beats Great Bend 8-5. Goddard Eisenhower baseball team is going to the state tournament with a record of 16-5. High school girls soccer regional final games played yesterday, and the good times continue for Goddard Eisenhower. Their baseball team is going to state, and their girls soccer team is into the quarterfinals now. The Goddard Eisenhower girls soccer team beating Andover Central 5-0 yesterday at home. Goddard Eisenhower now 16-1-1 in girls soccer, heading into the state quarterfinals.
Ooh.
The Mays South girls win at home. They beat Goddard 6-0. Mays South girls heading to the quarterfinals, also with only one loss on the season, 15-1-2. So we've got a lot of good stuff going on in high school play as we start to wrap up all the spring sports as well. Once again, don't forget Shocker Baseball at 8 o'clock this morning over on KFH.
Okay, my grandson Nolan graduated last Sunday or whatever, and his aunt was in town with her little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, while we were eating dinner, they were asking about, they went to buy him a souvenir cap, and she was trying to say, what is this turbo stuff? I said, I have no idea what it is. The turbo tubs or whatever. I couldn't tell her. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know what it is.
You don't know what
I'd heard of it, but there's the explanation is so silly that I don't understand it, okay? One day a week, they put on different uniforms.
Yeah, on Thursday home games, they assume a new identity. And they wear different uniforms and different caps. They become the Turbo Tubs.
So that people like me will ask questions about them, and more people will come to the park to see the Turbo Tubs, right?
And buy merchandise.
And buy, oh, okay.
They want you to buy the Turbo Tub Turbo cap Tub? And the Turbo Tub shirt.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right. They have any Turbo Tub socks, you know?
They have tons of stuff there at the gift shop.
Oh, I got to go. All right, Dan, 622 now.
Keep I like it. The Turbo Tub
the
gear.
The Turbo Tub.
It's fun.
Keep it up for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Jerks at work, toxic coworkers.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, yeah. We'll find out about that coming up.
We'll investigate our personnel here.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Friday morning, KNSS, 73 degrees. Ukraine goes on the offensive against Russia. Fox's Greg Palcott has more from Kyiv.
Ukraine on the attack. Soldiers blowing up a bridge in the Donbas region of the east to block Russian advances. And after big gains around Kharkiv in the northeast, allowing civilians to return to their shattered homes. While Russia keeps blasting away along a long, jagged front line. Meanwhile, a dramatic scene in a Kyiv courtroom as the war crime trial of a Russian soldier accused of killing a Ukrainian civilian continues. The widow of the man killed asked the suspect if he was sorry for what he did, to which the 21-year-old replies, "I know you can't forgive me, but I'm pleading for your forgiveness." In Mariupol, more Ukrainian fighters surrendered following the siege at that steel mill, 1,700 said to be in Russian custody.
This comes as President Biden offers support for Finland and Sweden as they apply for NATO membership, despite opposition from Russia and Turkey.
An outbuilding was destroyed by fire south of Newton.
It happened around 9:15 Thursday morning in the 5800 block of South Kansas Road, about 5 miles south of town. Fire officials say a large shed went up in flames and prompted crews to go on the defensive. Fire Chief Steve Robertson says they believe that a lithium battery used to charge a golf cart was responsible for the blaze.
The lithium-ion batteries themselves can pose great hazard. They're very volatile, burn at very high temperatures, and they're very difficult to extinguish by conventional methods.
There were no injuries from the fire, but the shed was declared a total loss. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Board of Education President Stan Reeser tells KNSS News the pandemic has had a big impact on students, their parents, and their teachers.
We have seen some drops in standardized testing. We've seen some extra challenges when it comes to, I think even our graduation rate may see a small dip this year compared to 21 and then 20.
Stan Reeser is our guest this weekend on Issues 2022, Sunday morning at 7 on KNSS.
The unofficial start to summer will be a busy one this year, as AAA predicts more than 39 million people nationwide will travel at least 50 miles from home Memorial Day weekend. That's an increase of more than 8% over last year, and that brings travel volumes almost in line with those from 5 years ago.
Air travel continues to rebound, up 25% over last year, the second largest increase since 2010. With volumes closing in on pre-pandemic levels, AAA urges travelers to remember flexibility is key this Memorial Day weekend. Air travel volume, which began to rally last Thanksgiving, will hit levels just shy of 2019, with 3 million people expected to take to the skies. In fact, the percentage of people traveling by air will surpass 2019 levels. AAA finds that mid-range hotel rates have increased about 42%.
And that's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. Of course, Memorial Day coming up on Monday, May 30th.
The CDC green lights COVID-19 booster shots for children.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention adopting an advisory committee's endorsement clearing Pfizer's COVID-19 booster for healthy children ages 5 to 11. The CDC's director saying in a statement, "We know that these vaccines are safe and we must continue to increase the number of children who are protected." The Food and Drug Administration recently clearing the extra dose for younger children at least 5 months after their original shots. The CDC also strengthening its recommendation that those 12 and older who are immunocompromised and those 50 and older should receive a second booster dose at least 4 months after their first. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong cold front is slowly sliding from northwest to southeast. That is bringing us a few scattered showers across portions of south central and southeast Kansas. We can expect a breezy day, not as warm, with a high 75. Areas of rain, maybe a thunderstorm overnight. Terlo 53, partly cloudy 58 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 73 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. 6:35 now, Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Last day of the week for some folks, work week that is, Friday, May 20th. It was on this date in 1927. Charles Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field on Long Island, New York, aboard the Spirit of St. Louis on his historic solo flight to France. And on this date in 1932, what, 5 years later, Amelia Earhart took off from Newfoundland to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. Because of weather and equipment problems, Earhart sat down in Northern Ireland instead of her intended destination, which was France. They were just 5 years apart. That was one of the things growing up. That was a big deal to my dad. My dad thought that Lindbergh was a real hero on that flight.
And, well, he was. He was the most famous person in the world.
Of course, my dad would have been. That. When he did that, my dad would be like 6, 7 years old. So it'd be one of the first things he would be aware of in media was that. So before we ever went to Washington, we went to see the movie The Spirit of St. Louis to see Jimmy Stewart. And we had to go to that. And then when we got to Washington, went to the Smithsonian, and there it was. The Smithsonian Institute, the museum. There it is, hanging there like a kid's model. Is. It's not very big.
No, it's tiny.
Tiny little plane. But, that was a 1920.
That was the equivalent of the moon landing.
Oh,
for
them. Absolutely.
Someone flying across the ocean in an airplane.
All by himself.
That was considered insane.
Took his lunch. All right. Well, it took a village, or at least a strong community effort, to help 7 stranded dolphins get back into deeper waters. The dolphins got stranded Wednesday in a shallow part of the Herring River on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. But their fate changed for the better thanks to the work of more than 40 experts, interns, and volunteers The International Fund for Animal Welfare says the team had to work quickly to help the Atlantic white-sided dolphins because the tide was heading in and the dolphins could have been stranded again once the tide rolled back out. Dolphins were released into deeper waters off Provincetown before that happened. Dolphins. Ever gone for a dolphin ride, Ted?
I have not. I know there are people that have had close encounters with dolphins. I have not.
Well, I understand they're supposed to be highly intelligent animals.
Yeah, they're very social.
They like people.
But they can't get out of a river by themselves. We had to help them out with that.
Yeah. We had, let's see what we got at our house. Oh, we had something important happen this week. Our cuckoo clock went on the fritz.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Cuckoo clock that we bought in Germany several years ago.
Yeah, you had that many years.
But the good thing is we live in Riverside, and we're just not too far from the clock shop over there. You ever been there?
I've not.
Oh. It's right there at 13th and Perry in this little tiny shopping center by the river. And if you ever go in there, you just drop in. Nothing but clocks just everywhere.
Yeah, it's like Geppetto's place.
You hit the top of the hour, it goes crazy. Bang, bang. Yeah, exactly. They have one right inside the door there. This is a digital thing. It's a grandfather. It's got a big round ball that goes around in it. About, I don't know, $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'd love to have that thing, but I don't have any place in my house to put it. Anyway, the guy took the camera, he looked at the clock, and says, oh, let me do. Thank you. He got it fixed.
Oh, so you're back in business.
Going to have to take it back in and get it just five annual cleanings. Yeah, it can now cuckoo to its heart's content. All right, if we go from cuckoo to commodities.
Does that drive you crazy when that thing's going cuckoo in the middle of the night?
I think we've got it turned off so it doesn't do it anymore.
You've got some kind of setting?
Yeah, there's a setting.
Okay.
Otherwise, it doesn't matter to me. I sleep through everything. So, cuckoo. 6:38 now, time for the cuckoo commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
I tell you guys, sometimes these markets seem like they're cuckoo.
Cuckoo, yeah.
You bet. Well, we saw cash cattle trade continue this week at levels below last week, with the Southern Plains average price just below $138, which is down $2 from last week. Now, steer and heifer carcass weights are still slightly above year-ago levels, and yesterday the live cattle traded mixed and closed slightly positive, while the feeder cattle traded mostly lower and were near their contract lows at the close. This afternoon is a monthly cattle on feed report, and yesterday lean hogs closed mostly negative, but the 2023 contracts were positive. At the close, August live cattle 32 cents higher at 132.02. August feeders down 60 cents at 165.20. And July lean hogs down $1.55 at 106.97. Now, wheat futures Thursday had a second straight session of double-digit losses. The soybean and soybean meal futures had great upside, mainly on good weekly export sales. July soybeans had a 14-session high. Now, the Kansas wheat tour was completed yesterday. The average yield was 39.7 bushels per acre. Last year, it came in at 58.1. The total production estimated at 261 million bushels. The USDA last week estimated 271 million. At the moment, July KC wheat's got a third straight session of downside. We're down 14.5 cents at $12.80¾. July corn down 6¾ at $7.76¼. July soybeans 2¼ cents higher at $16.92¾. Crude oil 27 cents higher at 110.19. June gold unchanged at it's unchanged at 1,841.10. We're looking at the June S&P 40¼ points higher at 39.38. June dollar index 19 cents higher at 102.94. And June Dow Jones futures 259 points higher at 31,461. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Okay. Sorry about that. Trying to take a note down here, and I'm not having much luck.
Steve, we got a cuckoo clock, too, and I have been to that clock shop, and that place will drive you nuts.
Oh, yeah. If there are three people in there, they're bent over working on those things. You can get right up on the wall there. You can get one of those cat clocks, with a tail going back. I mean, and lots of big old grandfather clocks. I love them. But They do make some noise.
And I love clocks, too, and we have all kinds of different clocks around the house. And you can find some really neat things, but just as you said, you can find some real expensive ones, too.
Well, yeah, it's expensive. You got to, Tom, you got to pay a little bit more for good stuff, man. No,
that's right.
I mean, you're doing,
yeah, it costs a little bit more to get ones that aren't ran by batteries.
Well, I mean, it's just grandfather clock. I mean, if you're going to decorate your house, go on over to Walmart and find one if you can. But, you know, Tom, are you still there?
Yeah, you're kind of chopping out on me a little
bit. Yeah, I'm just kind of making, I'm insinuating you're cheap, and that's not very nice.
Hey, that's a known fact.
Oh, sorry, I just, okay. Listen, thank you. Love to
sure
talk.
He's got that feeder cattle clock up there.
Yeah, he does. He's got some sort of cow clock there with longhorns. Anyway, hey, thanks for putting up with us. We'll talk with you again on Monday. Okay? Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. He's a good sport. He really is. Using regret to make future decisions. Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker, on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, 647 KNSS on this Friday. Three big things.
Three.
House passes two bills aimed at solving the baby formula crisis.
Two.
Amber Alert lifted after Rose Hill boy found safe in Oklahoma.
One.
President Biden travels to Asia with stops in South Korea and Japan. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning, just continue to watch for a bit of a traffic slowdown as volumes are picking up right now on I-135. We have some abandoned vehicles southbound right around Central, just a couple of vehicles there. Things could back up as traffic starts to pick up. And, of course, right there on I-135, you'll also want to continue to watch out northbound there as they've got that construction still going on the water main in the area from 13th to 17th. Traffic update 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
10% chance for drizzle a little later this morning, then mostly sunny and cooler today with a high of 78 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 53. Saturday mostly cloudy and cooler. 20% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of only 58 degrees. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 12 miles per hour and 73 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring a seasonal cocktail menu perfect for the warm weather. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch, Monday through Sunday. 579 West Douglas in Delano, the Monarch. Crabbers in Maryland have reason to be in a crabby mood.
State officials say the Chesapeake Bay's blue crab population is estimated to be at its lowest since an annual survey began in 1990. The Department of Natural Resources annual winter dredge survey estimates that 227 million crabs are living in the nation's largest estuary. While that may sound like a lot, that's down from 282 million last year. The survey's highest estimate for crabs in the bay was a whopping 852 million in 1993. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
No good news from Wall Street today. Stocks closed down again Thursday, extending the previous day's sell-offs.
Another tough day at the office for investors. All three major averages finishing the day and the week in the red. The Dow finishing down 236 points and its eighth down week in a row. The S&P 500 off 22, approaching bear market territory. The NASDAQ down 29, down for the week and its longest losing streak in 21 years. Today's session choppy as investors worried about inflation and rate hikes driving the possibility of recession. Meanwhile, existing home sales fell to their lowest level in nearly 2 years, while the median price jumped to a record $391,200. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Using regret to make future decisions. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
Using
and
regret.
Well, I'm gonna let you figure this one out here. You know, we all have regrets, right? Do you?
No.
No.
No regrets, right?
I don't have any guilt either.
There you go. Well, one of mine was not buying an actor friend's 1967 Shelby Cobra GT500 Mustang for a ridiculously low price back in 1995. Well, thinking about me makes my blood pressure go up. I learned from that experience. Because of it, I've taken more chances on opportunities that have presented themselves since then. Most of them have panned out, and I've learned that I regret more things that I didn't do than things that I did, although there's plenty of room for that. Author Daniel Pink had written a book about the power of regret. Stewing over regrets from past action or inaction is not healthy, he writes, that regret is, in fact, universal, valuable, and needn't drag us down. It can lift us up. When we inhibit and disregard regrets, it can stop us from taking actions that can improve our lives. As with my Mustang regret, I've taken a chance on many other investments and experience that I may have never taken taken on a bit of risk without the burning regrets that I had from not buying that car. Well, in tennis, you can play what I call safe tennis or skilled tennis. Safe tennis is when you dink the ball back, just waiting for the opponent to hit it long or hit it into the net. Skilled tennis is trusting your experience and skill to hit winners. Go for the angle, take a full swing, and drop that ball deep into the opponent's court. When you persist, you'll train yourself to sustain a good, strong game rather than slacking off and, like I said, just waiting for them to screw up. Well, are you single? Have you ever met someone that you're attracted to? Go up and talk to him or her. Don't pass it up and later regret that you didn't take a chance and put yourself out there. There are several types of regret. The more you recognize when you have regret, the easier it is to learn to eliminate future regrets. Not doing something that you should have, like saving for retirement, and not being bold and taking action, not making the right moral decision because of not keeping up with conditions. Do you identify with any of these? And if so, you know them when they happen, and hopefully you can save it.
Hold that thought, because sure. Jad's got something in traffic, I believe. Jad, what is
okay?
It?
I just got a call from traffic tracker Randy. I was seeing some heavier traffic earlier around K-42 Southwest Boulevard. I got a call from traffic tracker Randy. Randy telling me Pawnee and West Street and K-42 Southwest Boulevard, that really awful light there. Well, it's flashing red all four directions, so it's not working correctly now. You might want to avoid that.
All right. So we're talking about regrets, and I did happen to, when you started to talk about cars, well, then I started thinking about regrets. And, regrets are personal for me. I don't want to share a lot, but I regret that I ever got rid of my 1954 Chevrolet that I bought from my brother and fixed up into a neat little car.
Wow.
And for some reason, I decided I wanted to trade it for something else, and I should never.
Well, and you probably sold it for $220.
No, I got what I got for it was $230 in a 1956 Ford wagon that was a piece of junk.
Wow.
I should have.
Yeah, that's a regret.
Big regret.
Well, having that 56 Ford wagon would be pretty neat to have now.
It was a piece of. It was awful.
Oh, okay.
It used more oil than gasoline. So
I know the feeling. Wow. I had a Camaro that did that. Yeah.
National Be a Millionaire Day. Today we wonder what it would be like to be a millionaire. Now, I bet you many of our listeners have assets totaling at least $1 million. You look at the value of home, just a house, a home.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Anymore, and sometimes you're a quarter of the way, three quarters of the way there. But so. What is an asset going to be? A 401k would be an asset?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Life insurance policies?
You know,
so you could get pretty close to a million.
Yeah, a house is an asset, although it's if you're living in it, it's not a house. It's not an asset that produces any income for you. You know, if you own it outright, it frees up some cash flow because you're not having to pay rent. But other than that, that's another discussion for another day. But,
yeah. Well, anyway, but, it's just a millionaire.
Yeah, there are more millionaires out there than you think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and people you might not assume. You know, but $1 million is a lot of money, but it's not.
You know, my wife worked as a bank teller, at Fidelity Savings for several years.
And she's a millionaire
I'm not giving anything away, but she said, you're going to be amazed at what some of those people have got a lot of money stored up. They don't look, they look like they just fell off of a turnip truck somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't look like a millionaire anymore. Like, you wear spats all the time in public, and you've got an ascot.
My monocle. Ascot, my monocle.
Community chest over there.
Yeah, he's like the guy from
from Monopoly there. No.
Yeah.
All right. Be a millionaire today. Or at least think about it.
Yeah. Mr. Potter would ask you how much equity you have in that life insurance policy of yours.
You better a miserable young man.
$500. And you want me to lend you $8,000.
Oh, that's funny.
There we go. All right, guys. 6:55, Stephen
Ted. That was good, Ted.
Yeah, coming up, 7 o'clock. He does a real good Barrymore. Yeah. His Ethel Barrymore is better. 7 o'clock, top of the hour this morning. President Biden traveling to South Korea and Japan. That story and more news on the way. Steve is Head of the Morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Fortis Advisors is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!